Come on in, jump on it, ride it. Hi, my name's Tony. My saddle's waiting. What's up? My name is Tony.
Oh my gosh.
I change the lyrics when I do karaoke.
Dude,
I change the lyrics a little bit to make it my own. Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
You know what that was?
What was that?
A warning shot.
Oh.
There can only be one karaoke king around here, and he pretends his name is Tony when he sings the song Pony by Genuine.
And he also talks about himself in third person.
Yeah, I don't know if I can live up to that.
Yeah, you can't.
No, I told you, after this second date update is over, since you met the girl you want to call today doing karaoke, we are going to have a karaoke challenge,
that
you and
a
I.
Threat.
I'm shaking in my boots. I'm so scared.
You don't have to tell me that. Eric, I can hear the fear in your voice.
He doesn't want to compete with you. He just wants to get a second date with this girl.
Because he's heard my abilities.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Let me just refresh everybody's memory before we make the phone call. Eric met Anna at karaoke. They ended up like hanging out at a couple different bars that night. He's really confused why she's not calling back because he thought they had a great connection. He does say that he cried while they were hanging out, and they talked about their exes, which usually doesn't make for a good experience, but he swears that they really connected and it was much deeper than we're thinking.
And I never heard, what was the last thing you guys said to each other?
Oh, God.
I know you were drunk, but...
I was super drunk. I mean, from what I remember, we walked out the bar. Mm-hmm. I turned right. She turned left. Because, I mean, we weren't going home together, so I was like, that's normal. But then I was like, wait, because I wanted to kiss her. And then I don't think she heard me. She just kept walking.
Mm. Oh. Okay. Or she
awkward.
Did hear you
yeah.
and
running.
Kept walking. Yeah. All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Anna?
This is Anna.
Hey, Anna, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
From the radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the show at all?
I've heard you guys once or twice.
All right. Awesome. Hey. That means clearly you were a big fan those two times that you listened. Or that once and then maybe the twice that you listened because you keep coming back for more.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I can tell.
Anna, I'm calling you today because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
About me?
Yeah.
From who?
Well, his name is Eric, and you guys met at karaoke the other night.
Oh, really?
Yes. He says he had a really fun time with you the other night and wants to know why you're not calling him back.
Wait, so he couldn't get in touch with me, so he called you guys?
Yeah. Well, yeah. According to him, he's tried to get in touch with you, but you won't call him back or text him back or anything.
He seems to think that you guys connected on a whole nother level.
I mean, at first, when I first met him, we connected and everything was great. But then it kind of went downhill from there.
How did it go downhill?
I don't know what he told you, but we kind of got into some personal stuff. Mm. And I don't know if I want to, you know, blast all of his stuff on the radio.
Well, a couple things. One, he is willing to have it blasted because he wanted to do this phone call. I mean, anybody that would call me out of the blue on the radio, I would dish all the dirt on him. And two, he said that he was out on the date with you and he started crying talking about something. We thought that was weird.
And he said that he talked about exes, too.
Yeah, and that's basically it. You guys drank a bunch that night.
Yep, that's pretty much what it was.
Was it the crying then? Like, the crying turned you off?
I mean, the crying was definitely a lot, but there was one other kind of big thing.
Bigger than crying on the first date.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys, I don't know if I should be talking about this.
Okay, well, like I said, when anybody does one of these second date updates, they know that their business could get put out on the air. So he's prepared for that to happen. He just really wants to know.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. We talked to him and we said, you might hear something you don't like. And he's cool hearing it.
And he's clueless. Like, he has no idea why you wouldn't be calling him back.
Really? Oh, I didn't think he was that drunk. Okay. Well, so it was towards the end of the night. We've both have had quite a few drinks. We took a shot. We took one final shot.
Uh-huh.
And into the night, things get a little rough. And he's telling me all these stories. And then he just starts to cry.
Oh, sweetheart no. Isn't over his ex, is he?
Absolutely not. Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It was this one particular girl he's talking about. I guess they were engaged.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. That's a big ex.
Yeah. So I think they had just recently broken off the engagement.
Yeah.
So he's talking about her. He's crying about her.
Uh-huh.
And then he lets it slip that in order to help get over this girl, he recently bought a hooker.
What?
Whoa! Wait a minute.
What? He told you he bought a hooker?
Wow!
Yeah, he just kind of dropped that bomb.
Oh,
that's a big bomb to drop.
What did you say to that?
I asked for the check.
Okay. He was so drunk at that point, he might not have even noticed, really.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I mean, the crying is one thing, but then also going the extra mile to be like, and this is how I got over it. And hello, new man.
Oh, my God. That's...
Yeah, I had to get out of there after that.
Oh my God.
You know who probably wishes they could get out of here right now?
Yeah.
Who?
Eric, because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Eric?
Hey, Anna, how you doing? listen, I was joking.
Uh-huh.
I really, as you were sobbing into your drink, I really don't think you were joking.
All right, look, I don't remember telling you this. I'm going to be honest. Maybe I wasn't joking, but it needs to be destigmatized. And I think that's really what we learn from this.
No, Eric, that's not the route you're going to take on this one. No, sex work, it's not a moral issue right now.
It's a culture thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a first date thing to admit. I don't think I did anything wrong.
Eric, you told me in the first couple hours that you had recently slept with a prostitute.
I thought we were connecting. I just felt comfortable with you.
What?
There are some things that you don't share with strangers. Connection or not,
yeah.
We just met.
I was drunk. People say things when they're drunk. It doesn't mean that that's the way they are all the time.
You're not buying prostitutes left and right, okay? It's just a one-off.
It's not like you made a bad joke. You told her about a real-life situation where you hired a prostitute.
Just that one time.
But here's the thing, Eric. Right now, you don't sound still even real regretful or embarrassed by the fact.
I don't really know what to say. I'm sorry that I overshared. I'm not sorry about my private life choices. Sorry I made that your business.
Eric.
But you know what? Now you know me. Now you know who I am. You know all my people.
And now you know if you go out with him and break up with him, he'll be all right.
Well, no, I want you to come. I just want you to know, Anna, that I like you. I like you a lot, but I also want you to accept me for who I am.
Hey,
that's
brutal honesty.
Oh, come on,
Anna.
But buying a hooker is part of who you are? Is that what you're saying right now?
It's a choice I made once.
So, yeah, it's part of you. Officially, forever, you are a man who has enjoyed the company of a prostitute. And that's okay if you're not ashamed of it.
Isn't a lot of sex transactional? Why is this the line, Anna? I mean,
what?
Eric, all right. You're a very nice guy. I had a great time with you. But you, I mean, you're obviously not over your ex. You're trying to get over her by paying for sex. I don't know if I want to be a part of that.
You don't have to be a part of it. Like that was the past.
You just said that all sex was transactional to a point.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it? I mean.
So if we continue to go out and I do eventually sleep with you, will you just consider me a transaction?
Oh.
Not you.
Right.
You just backed yourself into a corner, Eric. Hey, Anna, would you like to go out with Eric one more time? We will pay for a second date.
Eric, I think you need to take some time to work on yourself.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll run into each other at karaoke again sometime down the line.
Oh.
How about I just give you a week and then you can call me? Like, well, give me like a week.
Just a week.
You don't. You need more than a week.
I think you need a little more than a week.
Yeah.
Couple weeks. Come on, Anna.
No, I said no. And if that upsets you, I know something you could do to make yourself feel better.
Don't encourage
it. There you go, Eric.
That's not fair. Don't use that against me.
Hiring a prostitute is one of Eric's best qualities, and don't turn his good qualities against him.
Fine. All right. Are we done here?
Eric, I don't know. Is time up? How long did we have?
Oh, no.